KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Tinnick Incorporated in Oakland. Tinnick is your single source truck equipment supplier and installer. And taking a look at high school volleyball play from last night, to final home match of the year for Atlantic, and they fell 3-0 to Denison Schleswig, 25-14, 25-21, 25-19, the set scores there. And in other Hawkeye 10 play, it was Shenandoah 3-0 sweep over Creston, Red Oak 3-0 over Clarinda, St. Albert 3-0 over Glenwood and over Harlan, and Harlan was a 3-0 winner over Glenwood, Kemper Catholic a 3-1 win over Lewis Central. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 3-2 over Missouri Valley. It was Tri-Center getting past Trainer 3-2 in a big matchup there. 3-1 win for IKM Manning over Audubon, and Logan Magnolia 3-1 winner over Riverside. In Rolling Valley play, Exira EHK 3-2 over Woodbine, Peyton Sherdan 3-2 over Coon Rapids Bayard, Arweva 3-2 win over Glidden Ralston. In the Corner Conference semifinals, it was Sydney a 3-0 win over Stanton, and East Mills went 3-0 over Fremont Mills. In the Pride of Iowa Conference play, Southwest Valley 3-2 over Mount Air, and Nottoway Valley a 3-2 win over Lennox. Let's look at high school volleyball from last night. Also late yesterday, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union releasing the regional pairings for postseason volleyball. And we now know where everyone will start off their postseason run. And for Atlantic, they'll be in Class 3A Region 2. And their opening match will be on the road at Kemper Catholic. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on October the 17th for that first round matchup. Other matchups in that region have Carroll at OABCIG, Clarinda at Shenandoah, and Creston at Red Oak. The second round games will be played on October 23rd. In Class 1A pairings in Region 2, East Mills will have a bye into the second round. First round matches that will take place on the 16th include Griswold hosting Lennox, Essex is at Stanton, South Page at Bedford, Whiting will be at Woodbine, and Fremont Mills is hosting Riverside, and West Harrison plays host to Heartland Christian. Those are those pigtail round games until we get to the quarterfinal round of the bracket. Boyer Valley also had a bye into the quarterfinal round of that region. In Region 3, the bottom half of the bracket has local teams, and that includes Audubon, who will host on the 16th Arweva. Exira EHK will be at Coon Rapids Bayard, and Peyton Sherdan is at Glidden Ralston. Cam has a opening round bye in that region as they wait the winner of the Glidden Ralston Peyton Sherdan game for the quarterfinal round on the 22nd. In Class 1A matchups in Region 3, and the 16th will be opening night once again for those pigtail games. It'll be West Central Valley at AHSTW, Van Meter at Panorama, Logan Magnolia is at Missouri Valley, and Maple Valley is at Woodbury Central. Teams that had first-round buys into the quarterfinal round include Trainer, Earlham, St. Albert, and West Monona. The Region 4 bracket has IKM Manning going on the road to Underwood for a pigtail game, and Madrid will be at Ogden. The teams that have the first-round bye in the top half of that bracket are Tri-Center and ACGC that will be awaiting to play in the quarterfinals on the 22nd. The bottom half of that bracket is teams from outside the area. In Class 2A Region 5, it will be Nottoway Valley at Southwest Valley and Wayne at Central Decatur. Those are games in pigtail round in the 16th, and then the quarterfinal round will be having Sydney and Mount Air playing host to first-round winners on the 22nd. In Class 4A, Region 1, Denison Schleswig will play host to Storm Lake in their opening round matchup, and the winner will move on to face Sergeant Bluff Luton in the semifinals. The other side of that bracket has Lamar's hosting Spencer and Bishop Heelan awaiting in the semifinal round. In Class 4A Region 2, ADM will be at Winterset, Bondurant Ferrara awaiting the winner of that one, and Harlan will travel to Glenwood, and Lewis Central will be the team awaiting there in the semifinal round of that region. And in Class 5A, same setup, but two teams already into the semifinals from the area, as Abraham Lincoln will play host to Thomas Jefferson in the semifinal round of that region on the 23rd. So that's a look at your postseason brackets there for high school volleyball. Moving on to cross country, Kemper Catholic was the lone area school that competed in the South Central Calhoun invite last night. The Knights finished fourth in the boys' team race, and Tyler Putney was the leading individual with a fourth place finish in that one. Also, the latest rankings out from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches for Cross Country yesterday. Here's a look at some of the individual rankings to start off with. In 3A boys, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic ranked 30th. 3A girls, Jeanette Schraft of Glenwood is 3rd. Taylor McCready of Atlantic is 6th. And Reagan Anderson of Denison is 22nd. 2A boys, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer 2nd. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley is 9th. 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama is 6th. Tori Castle of Trainer is 27th. And Peyton Beckman of Panorama is 29th. In 1A boys, Josh Bodler of Ottawa Valley is 3rd. Noah Nelson of ACGC 8th. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley 12th. Noah Jorgensen of Sydney 13th. Leo Garrigan of St. Albert 24th. And Adam Thompson of Sydney is at 30th. And in the 1A girls rankings, Emma Lucas of Bedford still top ranked. Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center is 2nd. Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia 3rd. Taylor Sporer of Loma is 4th. Kate Crawford of ACGC is 5th. Gracie Springman of St. Albert is 18th. Lauren Embleton of ACGC is 25th, Alexis Post of Riverside 29th, and Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley ranked 30th. Now in the team rankings, we'll start off in 4A for the boys. Dowling Catholic is top ranked, followed by Dubuque Hempstead and Waukee, the top three. 4A girls, Johnston, Waukee, and Southeast Polk are your top three squads. In 3A boys, Gilbert is top ranked, followed by Clear Creek, Amana, and Carlisle. Glenwood comes in at 13th. In girls 3A, Wallard is top ranked, Harlan at 2nd, Ballard is 3rd, Glenwood comes in at 5th, Atlantic is 7th. In this week's rankings. In the boys 2A rankings, it's Tipton, Sioux Center, and Okoboji holding the top three spots down. In girls 2A, Williamsburg, Mid Prairie, and Panorama are your top three. Shenandoah is 13th. And boys 1A, Madrid, Earlham, Nottoway Valley, the top three teams. ACGC is at 14 and St. Albert at 15. And girls 1A, Logan Magnolia is top ranked, followed by Keihai and Iowa City Regina. AHSTW comes in at number 11 in this week's rankings. That's a look at your high school sports. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Tony Walters is the latest hero for the Colorado Rockies as the team moved into the National League Division Series for the first time since 2009. Walters delivered an RBI single with two out in the 13th inning to send the Rockies past the Cubs 2-1 at Wrigley Field. The backup catcher entered as part of a double switch in the bottom of the 12th and set up a meeting with the Milwaukee Brewers. Winning pitcher Scott Oberg struck out all four batters he faced. He fanned Chris Bryant to end the 12th before striking out the side in the 13th to end the longest postseason game in Wrigley Field history. Loser Kyle Hendricks got the first two outs in the 13th before surrendering singles to Trevor Story, Gerardo Parra, and Walters. And Colorado took a 1-0 lead on Nolan Arenado's sac fly in the top of the first, and the lead held until Javier Baez doubled home a run in the 8th. In between, Rockies starter Kyle Freeland limited Chicago to 4 hits over 6 2/3 scoreless innings. Chicago failed to get a hit following the game-tying double, walking 3 times with 8 strikeouts. The Rockies head to Milwaukee for Game 1 on Thursday. Colorado dropped 5 of 7 to the Brewers during the regular season and went 1-2 at Miller Park in early August. The other NLDS will have the Dodgers hosting the Braves on Thursday, as Hyunjin Ryu will start the opener for the Dodgers against Mike Foldynewicz for the Braves there in that one. Last year's American League Manager of the Year is looking for work. The Minnesota Twins have dismissed Paul Molitor following a 78-84 season, 1 year after he led the team to the AL wildcard game against the Yankees. The Hall of Famer hit 305 and 343 in 4 seasons at the helm, including an 85 and 77 mark in 2017. Luis Severino will start the AL wildcard game for the Yankees for the second straight year. Yankees manager Aaron Boone made the announcement on the eve of their playoff clash with Oakland. The 24-year-old right-hander was chosen over J.A. Happ and Masahiro Tanaka. Reliever Liam Hendricks will start for the Athletics. Indians manager Terry Francona has announced that right-hander Mike Clevinger will start Game 3 of the ALDS against the Astros when the best-of-five series shifts to Cleveland next week. He went 13-8 with a 3.02 ERA and 200 strikeouts this year. Cleveland All-Star catcher Yan Gomes says he'll absolutely play Game 1 of the ALDS against Houston despite cutting his right thumb last weekend. And three wheelchair users are suing the Baltimore Orioles over accessibility at Camden Yards. News outlets report the lawsuit filed Friday against the team and the Maryland Stadium Authority says each plaintiff has been stuck in a wheelchair lift while trying to get to their seats, and the view from lower-level wheelchair-accessible seats is obstructed whenever fans stand up. The plaintiffs seek damages of at least $75,000 each in a Camden Yards that's compliant by the next baseball season. And Floyd of Rosedale will be on the line when Iowa visits Minnesota. It'll be the 112th meeting in the series and matches teams with identical 3-1 records.
I think we probably play for the best trophy there is in college football. Floyd is certainly a great trophy, and think right along with that, playing for Floyd of Rosedale is one of the great traditions in college football, and our players get to experience that. So it's really kind of a neat thing, and I'm sure they feel the same way about that.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, whose first experience with this series was when he joined Hayden Fry's staff in 1981.
I'm pretty sure we were ranked CBS. We were on CBS TV, and we got real tight and didn't play very well. But what I do remember is when they came across to get Floyd. We had Floyd in our possession. They won the game, and they came across. And those are things you remember. So once you get into a rivalry game like this, you understand what the trophy's all about.
In the last few years, the Hawkeyes have struggled coming off a bye week, and Farron says they adjusted their practice routine.
I really felt like our guys were focused and into it on Sunday, which was pleasing to see. And that's been pretty much a constant with this football team going back to January. They haven't had many bad days, and that's encouraging. Obviously, we got a lot of work to do, but, I think they're trying and they're focused.
That game set for a 2:30 kick Saturday. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says his team is making progress despite a slow start to the season. The Cyclones take a 1-3 record on the road to Oklahoma State.
We're 1-3 football team. That's honest. And, the reality of it is in our room and in these walls, there's a lot of growth that's happened from, even if you said where we were at the end of last football season to where we are as a football team today. We're a completely different football team and a football program. But the reality of it is, the competitor in all of us, we want to win. How do we get there? How do we take the next step?
And that game's set for a 2:30 kick Saturday as well. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Tinnick Incorporated, purveyors of fine truck equipment. Give them a call at 712-482-6462 or stop by their Main Street location in Oakland. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.